Concrete Rose, Part 3, Dormancy, Chapter 20. Bright green grass starting to grow on top of Dre's grave. It's a sure sign that spring almost here, and the worst reminder that life going on without him. He buried far enough in the back of the cemetery that there's no noise from the cars on the freeway. Aunt Nita and Uncle Ray got him a real nice headstone. It's got his name, birthday, death date, and it call him a beloved son and father, which don't seem like enough. In cursive it say, "We loved him, but God loved him more." Hard to believe that. I sit on the grass with my back to his headstone. It's one of them cold February days where the sun's so bright it almost fools you into thinking you don't need a coat. Teddy bears, flowers and cards decorate Dre's gravesite. I pick up a piece of pink construction paper shaped like a heart. There's some little figures drawn in crayon. I guess it's supposed to be Andriana and her dad. It's enough to make me tear up. I wipe my eyes. This ain't cool, Dre. I shouldn't be crying already. It's been a while since I rolled through her. My bad, Doug. Things been hectic. I bet you too busy hanging with Pack and Granddaddy to notice. Before you start, nah, I ain't skipping school today. We off. The teacher's got some developmental shit going on. I figured I'd holler at you. I rest my head back against his headstone. The street's real rough, Dre. You know Sean got busted a couple of months ago. Word is the cops traced his gun to a murder. He may not ever get out. Now Peanut calling himself the Crown. I shake my head. That dumbass don't know how to run anything. Him and some of the big homies beefing. So much drama and division, Doug. Me, King, Rico and Junie decided we've got to look out for ourselves. We should watch out for the young'uns too. I know that's what you'd want us to do. Yeah, we got our own drug thing on the low, I admit. I refuse to work for that idiot Peanut. This temporary for me, Dre, I swear. Once I get a regular job and get on my feet, I'm done slinging. I imagine him twisting his mouth like, yeah, right. I mean it, man. I don't sell a lot, no way. Only enough to make sure I ain't struggling. Too much money would make Ma suspicious. I can easily hide a couple of extra hundred a week from her. I run my hand along the grass. This some damn good grass you got growing on top of you. Look like centipede grass. That shit real low maintenance. Mr. Wyatt call it mighty fine. He talk about plants like they women sometimes, man. I still work for him. It helps keep Ma from knowing I sling. She on my back about school enough as it is. Knowing Dre, he'd be like, your grade's that bad? Yeah, I can't lie. It's hard to stay on top of them and everything else. I bet I'll have to do summer school. I dread it already. Let me not think on that. I've got to give you these updates. Your folks and Keisha doing okay. They're taking it a day at a time. It's wild how fast Andriana growing. She and Keisha come over the other week. Andriana wanted to see her Sevi. Ma say you were the same with me. My lips start to tremble and my eyes burn. Fuck. I pull my shirt over my mouth, but before I know it, I'm crying. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Mr. Wyatt says grief hit you in waves. Sometimes it pull me out to sea and take me under. No wonder it's hard to breathe as I cry. This moment Dre would clasp the back of my neck and go, it's all good, cuz. No, it ain't, I say. This ain't fair, Dre. Don't tell me that life ain't fair bullshit. It don't count with this. Says who? He'd ask. I say so, fool. I laugh a little and wipe my face on my arm. I miss you so much. I don't got nobody to talk to or hang with. Seem like I'm on a different planet from Rico and Junie. Me and King, I guess you can call what we got a work relationship. Ever since he moved Archer in and didn't tell me, I shake my head. We're not cool like that no more. I ought to be used to losing people. Pox, you, Lisa, King. The list long as hell. I try to laugh at my own joke. Can't. I clear my throat. All right, back to the fam. Let's see. Granny good. Nothing going ever slow that woman down. Ma good. Working all the time as usual. Pop's all right, I guess. Haven't talked to him much after that stunt he pulled when we visited. He shouldn't have come at me sideways, Dre. He's the last person who can parent anybody. You feel me? Nah, I don't, Dre would probably say. Whatever, man. I don't need a father. I am a father. I wish you could see Seven. He getting so big. I should visit him every Sunday, but the day-to-day stuff's still on me, and it's still a lot. I'm scared to death about having another one. I pluck a blade of grass and run it between my fingers. Lisa's pregnancy going real good. We find out what she's having soon. If it's a boy, we're giving him your name. Andre, I'm R. He's going to know all about you, especially how I beat you at ball. I can almost hear Dre laughing and saying, lying ass. Don't worry, Lisa's probably going to set the record straight. Me and her just friends. She say we don't get a chance as long as I'm into the street stuff. Yeah, right, we'll see. I've got a surprise plan this week for Valentine's that I think going to change her mind. I'm taking her to Markham for a tour of the campus. She's got to give me a chance after I pull this one off, right? I glance at my watch. Speaking of Lisa, I better bounce. She had school today and I like to ride the bus back to the garden with her. I'll holler at you later. Tell Grandy I said hey. I give Dre's headstone dap. Love you, Mum. Leaving him here, that'd be the hardest part. My life's still going on, and he just something for grass to grow on top of. For some reason, I stick that blade of grass in my pocket. Students pour out of St Mary's and onto the sidewalks. I post up near a payphone at the end of the block. It probably looks like I'm waiting on Lisa, but my customers know the deal. Forget what you heard. Drug addicts don't only live in the hood. I mostly sell to people who ain't in the garden. White college students who pull up because they want to try something new. Businessmen from downtown who want a wild weekend. These rich kids at St Mary's who will spend their entire allowance to get high. I got this one customer, Jack, who got two kids, a wife and going to law school. Law school? Meaning he know more than anybody else that weed illegal. Yet he come to the garden every other week for some green. Had his little boy Simon with him one time asleep in his car seat in the back of the minivan. Not the kind of dude people expect to buy weed. Kind of peeved me how life's set up. Here I am trying to make money to keep my mama's lights on. Meanwhile, some rich brat might hit me up tomorrow, offering to spend a couple of hundred for an experience. He never think what that money means to somebody like me. Then who gonna watch out for the cops? Not him. Nah, I'm the one who got a glance over my shoulder 24/7. I learned to be real slick with my shit so I won't get busted. For instance, these two Puerto Rican dudes from Lisa's school come over to me. We slap palms and that's when they slide me the money. We talk a minute or so in case anybody watching. I slap palms with them again and pass them the weed baggies, their usual. They go their way and that's that. White boy Aaron head my way. He got stringy brown hair that almost cover his eyes. Looks straight out of a boy band. Hey, for the record, I only know what them fools look like because Lisa love her some NSYNC. She ran these private school kids too much. He wipe his nose, a signal that he wants some powder. Then he slap my palm, putting money in my hands. Mouth, my man. I pretend to scratch my forehead so I can see what's in my palm. Yep, that's enough. I slip my hand in my front pocket and feel around for a baggie. What's good with you, eh? Chilling like a villain. Nice kicks, bro. Thanks. I cop these joints at the mall. No, bro. Thank you for hooking up my party last weekend, he says. It was off the chain. I don't know what it is with white kids and cocaine. Aye, if they're buying, I'm selling. Man, no problem at all. You always come through with big dough. Pays to have rich grandparents. That was just because money. Shit, can they adopt me? I ask. They're racist assholes. You wouldn't want that, and they wouldn't want you. Damn, at least he's honest. Catch you later, my man, he says, and hold his palm out. I slap it, sliding his cocaine to him. Easy money. He walk off as Lisa come out the school doors. I smile till I see she laughing and talking with plain-ass Connor. What the hell? They're real buddy-buddy-like. She got her arm hooked through his as he carry her backpack. I swear they're practically in their own little world. Lisa slide on her backpack with his help. Connor, you remember my friend Maverick. Maverick, this is Connor. I'm her friend. He's simply Connor. She can't be checking for this dude. She can't. He do a quick chin lift. So, wait, this white boy know the nod? What up? I say with a nod back. Anyway, Lisa says, like I was an interruption, and she turned to him. You promise you'll get that TLC CD the day it comes out? I know it's going to be the bomb. Of course, as long as we can declare that I'm not a scrub. Lisa giggles. You definitely aren't. Connor smiled at her and she grinned back. I'm not even here. Oh, I almost forgot. Connor slide his backpack off and dig around. He take out a little brown teddy bear and hold it towards Lisa. I got it for your baby. Oh, Lisa hug it to her chest. It's so cute. Thank you, Connor. You bought a toy for our baby. I stress that our part. Ain't it early for that? What can I say? I like babies. Connor looked dead at me. I'm good with them too. Yo, this fool basically just told me he's trying to raise my kid. He kissed Lisa's cheek. Catch you later. Later, she says. She'd watch him walk away with a smile. I point back at him. Don't tell me you're dating that cornball. Wow, I'm doing fine, although your child had me nauseated all day. Thank you for asking. How are you? Come on, Lisa, you can't really be into that dude. What are you seeing him? For one, he's not a gangbanger, she says. Two, he's doing things with his life. Three, he corny as shit. Lisa's lips thin. That's your opinion. It's none of your business anyway. You and I are only friends, remember? I know, I say, trying to play it cool. I can't let her think I'm tripping over this. But I ought to know who might be around my baby, right? I touch her stomach. Her puffy coat hide her bump. How are we doing today, anyway? She is fine. Nah, he. Bet you it's a boy. I bet you $10 and a rib plate from Reuben's that it's a girl, Lisa says. A rib plate? Yep, with fries and extra sauce on the side. You're so damn greedy. Fine, it's a bet. I hold my palm out. Lisa slap it. You may as well get me that rib plate now, homie. I smirk as we start for the bus stop. You hungry, ain't you? Duh. They gave us some nasty steak fingers and mashed potatoes for lunch. Okay, yeah, I ate them, but your baby wanted barbecue. My baby, ain't he ours? When she's like this, she's yours, Lisa says. I shake my head. You bad as my mama. I mess up. I'm Adonis's son. It's a trip. Lisa grip her backpack straps. You know, you really should talk to your dad. I groan. Drop that, Lisa. No, you love your father. He loves you. You know what? I'd give to have my mama call and check on me? We sit on the bench at the bus stop. He called me stupid for getting you pregnant. Having unprotected sex was stupid, Lisa says. We both admitted that. Why is it so different coming from him? Because he got no room to judge me. How was school today? Wow, avoiding the subject, are we? Okay, cool. I'll let you slide. School was fine. I found out I aced my calculus exam last week. Bam! Owie, that girl killing it. We bump fists. That's what I do. Lisa unwrap a blow pop. She addicted to them. How was your day off with your lucky public school ass? I laugh. It was all right. I caught up on some sleep. You know me, I'm always tired. Then I visited Dre for a while. You and Connor hung out all day? Hell yeah, I'm back on that. Lisa smirk as she take her headphones and her Discman from her backpack. She wear them headphones around school to block out the gossip and whispers. Pregnant girls catch it bad. I'm going to listen to some music and rest my eyes, she says. Let me know when the bus is here. Lisa slide her headphone over her ears. She never answers my question. This Lisa and Connor shit really bugging me. I swear I'm doing everything I should to get her back. Like when we get to the garden, I buy her a rib plate at Reuben's since that's what she's craving. I check on her daily walker home from school, give her money, buy stuff to help her with all the aches and discomfort pregnancy bring. I'm being a good ass boyfriend without being a boyfriend. Now this white boy sliding in with a teddy bear and she grinning in his face. I can't win. I walk Lisa from Reuben's to Ms. Rosalie's. She swears she can walk herself home, but the street's too wide for her to be alone. A little girl got struck by a bullet a couple of days ago over some shit peanuts started with the garden disciples. There's a red Honda parked in Ms. Rosalie's driveway behind her Oldsmobile. Tammy got a new car? I ask Lisa. No, Lisa says with a slight frown. I don't know who that is. I follow her onto the porch and hold the front door open. Lisa gasps. Bren! Tammy's older sister hop up from the couch and meet Lisa with a big hug. Lily! Oh, my dogs. God, stop calling me that, Lisa whine. Never. Brenda hold Lisa in front of her to check her out. I don't care that you're having a baby. You're Lily and Tam will always be Titi. Lisa roll her eyes. What are you doing here? Mama's been bugging me to bring Khalil to see her. I sure have, Ms. Rosalie says. She cradled a tiny baby boy in the recliner as Tammy shake a rattle over him. Lisa told me Bren had him last month. Suddenly he or Lisa care about. Oh, hi Khalil. Bren, he looks exactly like you. You think so? He's Jerome's twin to me. Hey, Mav. I set Lisa's food on the coffee table. What up? Ain't seen you in a minute. Me and Khalil's daddy moved out of town, but we're coming back to be close to Mama and Tam. We hope to find an apartment this week. That's dope, I say. Only thing Brenda and Tammy got in common is their dimples and hazel eyes. Tammy quiet? Bren? Never. She the life of the party when there ain't a party. Last I heard, she got pregnant by some dude and moved in with him. Lisa said that Tammy and Ms. Rosalie don't like him, but Bren gonna do what Bren gonna do. You want your room while you're looking for a place? Lisa asks. No, we're getting a motel. I don't want Mama all up in my business. Somebody needs to be, Ms. Rosalie mumbles. Mama, Brenda groans. I'm leaving it alone. Ms. Rosalie give Khalil to Brenda. I'll go take those pork chops out the freezer. Somebody begged me to cook for them, despite the fact I'm all in their business. I love you too, Bren says to her back. And look at Khalil. Grandma knows she was going to cook for me regardless. I don't know why she's catching an attitude. Hold on, Miss Rosalie, I say as I dig in my pocket. I count out a couple of $100 and give it to her. A little something to help out. I appreciate all you do for Lisa. Boy, I don't need your money. We're fine. Then you can put it aside for a rainy day, I say. Miss Rosalie roll her eyes, but she stick the money in her shirt. She bad as granny keeping money in her bra. I'll put this aside for Lisa. You do whatever you wish to do with it, I say. She shake her head at me and go to the kitchen. Lisa stare me down, all frowned up. You sure have a lot of money lately? Oh, you know, I took a couple of odd jobs around the neighbourhood. Go ahead then, Maverick, Brenda says. Nothing wrong with a man hustling to provide for his. That's how my boo do. I guess, Lisa says, biting her lip. She turns to Bren. Can I hold Khalil? Of course. Lisa takes Ms. Rosalie's spot in the recliner and Brenda carefully give her Khalil. I sit on the arm of the chair. I forgot that newborns be so tiny. I didn't get 7 till he was 3 months old. Khalil's small as a doll. He seemed to be looking at us or at the lights, I don't know. He stretch and make little grunting sound. He's all right, I ask. Yeah, Brenda says. I'll probably have to change him soon. Don't you poop on me, Lisa coos at him. No, sir, don't you do that. Good luck, says Tammy. He got me earlier. Oh, I'm glad it just wasn't me. I ran my finger along Khalil's slick black hair. He's got a head full of it. Damn, we're going to have one of these in a few months. You all ready for it? Brenda asks. No, me and Lisa both say. Brenda and Tammy laugh. He's so little and fragile, Lisa says. Don't you get scared that you'll break him. Word, I say. I toss seven around and he fine. I'm scared to hold Khalil. Brenda chuckles. I used to be. He's not as fragile as he looks. I promise your baby won't be either. You all know what you're having yet? Maverick thinks it's a boy. I know it's a girl, Lisa says. She can get out of here with that. Andre Amar ain't a girl. Dang, you all picked out a name already, Tammy asks. Just for a boy, says Lisa. It made sense to name the baby after Dre. We want to do something different for a girl. I'm sorry about your cousin Mav, Brenda says. He was a real sweet guy. Months later and the sympathy still hurt. Appreciate it. You know him? Yeah, Jerome used to be one of his customers. He was one of Jerome's customers too. A door opened down the hall and somebody yawned loud. Man, oh man, a dude says. I needed that nap after that drive. I know that raspy voice. Red the hustler come into the living room, stretching and yawning. Thanks for letting me catch a couple of Zeds in your room, Tam. Tammy go, mm-hmm, with a strong stank eye. Hold up. Red is Brenda's boyfriend. He go over to her and kiss her on the lips. I slept so good, I'm ready for whatever now. He wiggled his eyebrows at Brenda. She giggled. Jerome, behave. I should have known his parents didn't name him Red. Sometimes you don't find out folks' real names in the gardens until you go to their funeral and see the programme. Red noticed me and Lisa on the recliner. My bad. Hey, you all. Hey, Red, Lisa says, dry as hell. What up, Mav? How are you living? I'm chilling. Long time no see. Oh, yeah. I'm a man on the move. Gotta make that money after the damage you and your boy caused when you knocked over my shit. He laughed, but it sounded forced. He's still mad. You gave me some fake sneakers, I say. We had to let you know that won't fly. You're lucky I'm forgiving. He came, come over to the recliner. How'd Daddy's buddy do him? Red lift Khalil from Lisa's arms, and that's when I see it. A gold watch with diamonds glistening on his wrist. There's a scratch on the face from the time it fell off during a water gun fight. How I know? That's Dre's watch. The one that was stolen the night he was killed.